We need a perfect king to reign over us. And that's why we need someone better than David, even though he's done some great things. We need someone who doesn't forget God's word or neglect it, but follows it completely and fully. Someone who does have clean hands and a pure heart. And this is why we don't hold David up as a character to emulate, but rather as a pointer to someone greater, to Jesus. Jesus is the better David. And since he is the perfect man, he can be our perfect king who conquered sin and Satan and death. He can lead us in the worship God deserves, and he does so by the Spirit he gives us in salvation. Continuing to live in a dislocated manner will only bring havoc into all parts of life, but restoring the worship of God to its proper place will result in the right type of fear and joy. You know, I told you that story about dislocating my finger and all the pain that it brought into my life to where I couldn't operate, I couldn't live, I couldn't play ball like I was designed to. And no matter how much my coach pulled and jerked on that finger, it was not going back into place. I needed the work of a professional, a doctor. And that doctor came and set things right. He restored me. And that's the promise of the gospel of Jesus Christ. He, and only he, can restore our worship, can recenter our lives, can empower us to live out God's word. He is the doctor. He is the king. A reverence for God, a return to his word, and a reliance on his Son and Spirit are far more important than the appearance of worship. As you pray today, please remember Eodu Rodriguez and his family, our national changemakers in the Cape Verde Islands. And also remember the Pro Karen LifeWord broadcast that's heard throughout Burma.